nervous, but it's going to be fine. We're all going to get through it together. And this week's podcast, live podcast, is about productivity. And we're here live from the Red Bull Studios. Thanks to our beautiful sponsors, Red Bull, for having us. Everyone woo for Red Bull.
Woo Red Bull. One of the, you can't see it at home, but we can all see it in the room. One of the Formula One Red Bull cars is on the wall, but like it's riding up the wall. So it's quite a cool space.
It's a very cool space.
I think we can all agree.
Yeah, it's what I always dreamt of. So to kick it off, productivity is, I don't know whether I should be looking at the camera. I'm not going to look down the camera lens. I think that's weird. I've done it now.
I imagine we're really getting to the flow in sort of 4 to 5 minutes.
With us still there. So productivity. If you Google Red Bull productivity, they've got a great website with loads of different hacks and stuff like that. So we're going to be taking you through some of those, also some from our own personal lives because they're really productive.
Yeah,
so productive, not at all. But before we start, we were going to tell you what adult thing we've done this week, like we would if we were in the studio. But we got everyone here to give us their adult things that they've done this week, and some of them are absolutely excellent. So we're just going to rattle through some of them to start.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, 100%. I was just going to say that this is Stevie and I'm Tessa, in case.
Oh, sorry.
For people at home.
I'm Stevie.
Yeah. Well, and I'm the other one.
You're Tessa.
Just because, what if you've never only ever heard it before, and now you're thrilled to see us live?
And we don't even tell people. Great.
I mean,
work.
What a journey.
Okay. What a journey we're all on. Right. What adult things have these guys in this room done this week? Okay, this is excellent. I thought about buying some of those Hoover Ziploc bags. Didn't do it.
Thoughting is part of it.
Thoughting.
Yes. Yes. That's part of the journey. Right. Bought a notebook and have actually used it. Brackets. Even tried bullet journal. Very impressive.
Bullet journaling. Actually, you've been listening to the podcast. Cleaned my shower curtain.
Oh, yes,
I've never done that.
Lovely.
Oh, I am disgusting.
Yeah, because they smell like mold.
Cheese.
Yeah, they smell disgusting.
Mine smells like cheese.
Cancelled a credit card. Haven't used it in a year.
Oh,
very good.
Well done. Debt, guys, debt.
Yeah.
Debt is bad. Made a Google expenses sheet. I've done this.
Well
That's great.
Done.
Well done. Very well
I
done.
Found my signature dish. Brackets. To cook, not just eat it.
Yeah. My signature dish is McDonald's. Cleaned out the soap dispenser drawer of my washing machine. I did know I had one. I was like, do you also get hand soap with it? No, that's very exciting.
Started logging my periods/cycle in an app. So I can stop worrying if I'm super fertile.
Yeah!
Right. Every month I Google... Oh, never mind.
You know when, don't watch.
You know when it comes up purple because you've already looked it up on Google?
Oh, as in you've already seen it.
And Google's like, yes, you look that up every month, you idiot. The answer's no.
Isn't it? Yeah. Visited this page many times.
Many times, yes. Yes. Many times.
Oh, this is a great one. Got my first job.
Yay!
Who got their first job? I'm not going to single anyone out.
It was you.
Oh, it was you. Hands straight up. What is it? Well done.
Bartender.
Yes! Feed me them drinks.
Yes.
Non-alcoholic and soft drinks.
All available. Booked a smear test. Yes, please.
They're fine. Guys, they're fine. They're actually a lot of fun. ending a relationship on good terms. Ooh, right to the core of me.
Oh my God, get out.
Don't get out.
No, I mean, well done. Batch cooked my healthy meals for the week. Well done.
Well done. No, very good.
No,
I'm so jealous.
I want to do that one.
It's jealous. Oh, I signed up to a Sainsbury's Nectar card. No, I didn't. Sorry.
That's excellent. Cleaned my fridge. Oh, yes, please.
We should probably stop in a minute because we do have to get up in a second. Okay, I stayed in on a Saturday night. That's a good one. And then I've got one last one that I saw that I can't read for because I'm doing it from memory. But somebody went away for the weekend and decanted their face creams into little tiny pots.
Oh, yes.
I've never done that.
Right, my last three.
That's your final one.
I have.
That's three. Okay.
Booked a meeting to make a will. Started a pension plan.
Good Lord, how old are
this? 105. Thank you for coming to the show. And somebody in the room set up a company and got help in the area I'm most bad at, which is accountancy.
Oh
yeah.
Mwah. Very good. You're all very adult.
You've done so well.
It was embarrassing. Mine was literally, I didn't tan on holiday. So it's well done. Okay, right. Right, okay, let's plunge into the actual podcast. I'm just reading this. Right, so Productivity. Just tell me a little bit about your own productivity, Tessa. How productive are you?
Very, very poor.
Okay,
very
how would you describe yourself?
Extremely lazy girl.
Okay, maybe expand on that?
No, thank you.
Okay, Tessa likes napping.
No. I do really like napping. I think I'm the most unproductive person. I'm very unproductive. Sometimes like very productive in like small spurts and then a lot of napping and a lot of procrastination and a lot of not doing it and a lot of making lists just on things and then losing them.
Yeah. You make notes in meetings on like napkins and then leave the napkin.
Throw them
I've
away.
Noticed that.
Yes. Very unproductive, quite cross with myself about it.
Okay, same. So I have like 2 a.m. bursts and now I've sort of got into the habit of being like, I'm a 2 a.m. person, and that's actually really unhelpful. But we were talking about this earlier and we were saying that one of the top productivity things is not labeling yourself as like a lazy person or like you just did then, or like me going like only at 2 a.m. or not at all, because I think it's really important to go into everything being like, well, everyone's lazy, everyone thinks they're not productive, don't they?
Yeah.
And you mentioned something about Lena Dunham, which I thought was very pertinent.
I'm publicly sass Lena Dunham.
Only a bit. She's had too much sass in her life.
Yeah, poor girl.
She's great.
I hope she's not listening. If you are, thank you,
she's
Lena.
Not. Lena? No.
She's our number one fan. She writes in her book, Not That Kind of Girl, she makes some comment about how unproductive she is. And she says, I'm the most unproductive person in the world. And then you're like, come
not.
On. Oh, would we say that? And then she says, and you're probably thinking, Lena, but you've got a feature film, a 6-series HBO, Emmy Award-winning HBO series. And you've written 2 books.
Yes, I am thinking that.
And we are thinking that, yes, Lena. And then she says, like, but if you knew how hard it was to even get the productivity to lift my elbow, you'd understand my struggle. And you're like, oh, shut up.
A little
you
bit,
you don't
yeah.
get to complain. Even if that is true, it's like you saying, it's like Lena Dunham saying, I find it even harder than you and I've still written a film.
Yes.
And so you're like, oh, let's all stop whining
about
it.
I find it hard and I haven't got an Emmy, so that makes me worse than Lena.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
It's like saying, despite my struggle, I've still done this. Yeah. And you might still, so I think she believing herself to be, like I sort of don't like those articles that are like, if I can do it, anyone can, because it sort of implies that you think you are the absolute worst in the entire world at something.
Yeah.
And you're like, no.
No.
Yeah. Come on.
And also,
and I think everyone, we probably all think that all our things, we think they're very unique, but they're probably for everyone.
Yeah, I think everyone struggles to do everything.
And everyone struggles to do everything.
But a bit. Like, I've never gone into something and gone like, wow, I'm nailing this. Do you know what I mean? Like, it always takes a bit of time to get into it. And always starting something is always the hardest part of anything, I think, anyway.
So, yeah, my mentality being like, I'm lazy and I'm rubbish at things.
Stop
and
it.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, like, just that easy.
Get over yourself, because everybody feels the same way.
Yes, which is tackling the element of productivity that is associated with fear, I think, right? So we're all scared of something, and so often productivity is hampered by our fear of, if we start it, we're not going to be able to do it. So we use lots of, I say we, I'm just trying to make myself feel better.
Yeah.
So you know how we're all frightened of everything, and you know, specifically, but I often will give excellent excuses to myself, like, well, I'll do this if I tidy, like, once I've got a clean room.
Yeah.
Once I've got a clean room, and once I've done all those little things that I need to do, and I've just sat down, then I'll write my novel, or then I'll like write an amazing show and take it to the Edinburgh Fringe, like Tessa did, or something like, I just want to be Tessa. But there's a lot of, you have to kind of realise and like accept that it's actually fear. You will never have a clean room, all your things done. You will always, always, always have something else to do before the thing. Mm. Like, procrastination is such a horrific thing that everyone has to go through.
I think Disney's main, the main...
Disney Claxon.
We're not allowed to mention Disney anymore. I think the main, I'm going to say it anyway. What's the thing I'm meaning? The worst thing Disney gave us was this idea that like small animals would help you clean. You know?
And we all
what?
Yeah,
Okay. They, we
I thought it was like true love and
squirrels.
Yeah. Squirrels helping you stack a dishwasher.
Yeah, because that is this like, we always want to wake up in this world that's like, oh, the sun is shining.
And like Ella Enchanted, that amazing film with
Amy Adams. I've not seen it, is it wonderful?
Okay, sorry, forget that.
But like, we wake up and there's like fresh blooms in the room and the sheets are clean and everything's lovely.
And a squirrel's helped.
And my alarm goes off and it's birds and like, you know.
But no, you have to do it all.
Yeah.
It's really boring.
It's so boring. Yeah. And I think it's like just a lot of adulthood is accepting that none of the animals will help. And like, and accept that you have to do all of it.
Yes. Great tip.
Thank you so much.
Don't wait for the squirrels. So my tip will be from the Red Bull productivity website. So there's a great...
And that's not on it, is there?
No, it's not on it. Not one of them. So they have a lot of people who are very, very productive on the site who've given good tips. And we kind of went through and sort of picked tips that sung to us. One that sung to me was... So Emily Brooke is the co-founder of Bike Light Bland. Co-founder of Bike Light Brand, Blaze.
Okay.
You can see why I had trouble. So she says, don't wait for your work to be perfect. And I think that's really feeding into the fear thing of being like, oh, it's in my head. I'm using the kind of novel thing, but obviously not everyone wants to write a novel. Actually, I don't even think I do. But this is a really good example of being like, oh, well, if the novel's in my head, then it's perfect. But if the moment it comes out, it could be flawed or someone could not like it. And that's the same as like being in a job and being like, well, I kind of want a better job, but not actually wanting to go for it because if you get rejected, then you're absolutely screwed. Whereas if you just go about your life being like, but I could get a good job one day, like, I think it's a lot nicer.
Out of the list of like things, lots of them were like clean the fridge, do this, like big jobs you have to do in the house. And some of them were huge things like start your own company, like do exciting things, send important stuff. Like there were things you were trying to do and things you just had to do. And I think, I mean, both that one's boring and this one's scary.
But so neither of them are good. Boring and scary.
Yeah, and that scary one, you worry, you know, you put off.
Worry way more. So
you
say,
like, when the fridge is clean, then I'll do that one, and you don't do either.
You don't do either, and then you just got a really clean fridge and no novel. that's my life. but yes, so let me just check my notes.
Well, I'll come in with my tip.
Oh, but I haven't finished my tip.
Please.
So the end was, is that a good way of pushing through it is the perspective that you learn more by doing it. So I know obviously that's, you know, you're still scared, but you're going to learn nothing by not starting something. So you always have to start it. You always have to do it because then even if you make a mistake or whatever, you will be at a better position than you were when you were just sitting around going... And it was in your head.
Of course, the thing that you're imagining that meeting or that whatever it is going, is, of course it goes better up here.
Yeah.
But it's also imaginary.
Yeah.
So whatever this thing is, the physical one, however badly it went better than this
better
one
than,
because
yes,
this
absolutely.
One doesn't exist.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, it's good stuff for me, isn't it?
That's
good
what that
stuff.
Was.
Right.
Mine was the one that I thought we should just address because it's at the top of like all the lists of like all those articles on the internet about like how to be more productive and all the books and everything is always like meditate or exercise or like take time for your body or all of those things, and it causes this reaction. and I think we if you are somebody who like makes that noise, be like, have you ever done it though? Like, is it something that we just coast over and we're like, oh, what's the next tip? Forget that one, it's boring. Whereas actually probably taking some time out and like being able to, like if your computer was broken, you would switch it on and off again. So like, if your brain's broken, try that. But like, I think the help, like, oh, I can't do this, being like, let's just do something totally distract myself.
Yeah, it's like exercise. It doesn't have to be like,
doesn't have to be, no.
That's meditating, by the way.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, no, I found sometimes, you swim, don't you, sometimes, and that clears your
sometimes,
head.
Sometimes,
sometimes I've been known to go for one run.
Oh, very good.
And that will occasionally help because you are so, I'm so preoccupied by how amazing I'm doing by just going for a run or just like how much I'm in pain that it, I just forget about the horrible task I'm doing. And then when you come back to it, you kind of feel a little bit better. Yeah, that is true.
Or even just like getting up from your desk and doing like 10 jumping jacks or...
Oh, okay.
Yes.
What if we're in an office then?
Get people on board.
Okay, fine.
Or like go in the corridor, go outside.
That's true.
just do jumping
jacks. Do some jumping jacks.
Say, I'm going out for a cigarette. Wink. But everyone in the office knows it's a jumping jack.
They'll think you're, it doesn't matter. Okay, great. I was going to do a real...
Down the road for some jumping jacks. People will think it's drugs.
You can't say that. That's why I said it. That's why I stopped talking. Now I'm just going to do some really, like, let's do some very practical ones.
Yes.
That are less like, oh, my head. Here's a good one. So start the day doing what you hate the most. Out of the list. Not like, I hate wasps, so I just put a wasp in my mouth every day. No, if you've got a list and you have like the thing that you're like, okay, well, I'll do all that because that is going to be a pain in the ass. I'm so sorry, everybody. A pain in the backside. Mm. Then do the thing that you're most frightened of first, or that you don't want to do first. And they also say, there's a study that says if you do it, I think it's 1 to 2 hours of waking up, then subconsciously you send a message to your brain that says that you keep your own promises. So then throughout the day you'll absolutely smash through that list, hopefully.
Because today you keep your own promises.
Yeah. Mm. Mm.
That's great.
Thank you.
What is it? Do your worst thing first.
Yeah, like start the day doing the thing on your list that you don't want to do first, rather than thinking like, I'll knock that one off. Yeah.
That's a cracker. Great. Mine comes from Nick, or maybe Nikki Pigeon, who is an entrepreneur. And hers is about making a to-do list. So make like one massive to-do list all in one place. Stop putting things on napkins, me. all the to-do lists all in one place. And then every day, in fact, the thing that you step before doing the worst thing is you choose 3 things from that list. One really big one, one medium-sized one, and one small one. And those are your 3 things today, and that is all that you need to achieve. Like, you don't need to achieve the whole list, you just need to do these 3. One big, one medium, one small, and that's all you need for the day. And she says to write down, like, what it is, when it needs to be done by, where, if that is a thing, how, and then crucially, why, which we never put on to-do lists. Be like, why am I doing this thing? And write it to remind yourself of why you are doing that thing at all.
For money.
For money.
Yeah. For my rent.
Yeah, so I can eat.
Be helpful.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I don't die.
Yes.
But maybe there's something deeper than
deeper than money. Yeah. Is there anything deeper than money?
But I think putting a why. Otherwise, we're just sort of consumed with all these like, oh, things I have to do. And then you're like, but why do I
have
to do
it? But that does help. I know, as I was saying, for money is like, all right. But it does sort of help sometimes when I'm like, I don't want to do this. And then you have to remind yourself that you're getting paid to do it. And, you know, like if you're like, I don't know, a job that you don't like. And you're like, well, I'm not going to quit. I'll keep going.
Yeah, but maybe on that one, it's not just like the bigger, that's not just the bigger picture.
If
it's like, why do I have
job?
To do this presentation on the numbers? And it's like, so that.
Have you worked in an office before?
Yes.
Oh, I've got to do my presentation on the numbers.
And I've got to have it on Steve's desk by Monday. Yes, I've worked in an office.
Steve and Janice are the ones we always say work in an office.
And then the reason is, rather than just like, so I don't get fired, it's like, so that the numbers people can see.
Mm. What's going on?
Yeah, so like on a small level, it's like, this report is important. For this reason.
If I don't do this, then that person's
not just
screwed.
The abstract, I don't want to get fired.
Just
it's
do my
like,
job.
I'm doing this job, so I'm doing this well, so for this reason.
Yes, or if it's like a boring household thing, it's like, I'm doing this boring household thing because I'll feel great when it's done and I can, I don't know, use my crisper.
I want to clean my fridge so my cheese doesn't go off.
Great. That's what you'll be doing this evening.
Maybe.
Thing that I found is that there's a productivity app which terrifies me called Desk Time.
Oh yes.
And it monitors everything you do on your computer. So all the websites you go on, I mean, obviously not just that, although that would just be your internet history. It's like the amount of time you spent on your emails, the amount of time you spent doing productive work, the amount of time you spent on like another site like BuzzFeed or something like that, or the Red Bull productivity site, maybe. And you can then see how much work you've actually done over a day. And then be like, because I think I lie to myself a lot, and I'm like, oh, I'm smashing through this. I've only had like a half hour break, and then you actually look, and you're like, no, I only did work for half an hour, and then the rest of it, I've just lied. I've just been like, I'll just go over here and eat this ice cream, and then I'm just gonna go, and you.
So at the end of the day, you get a report of
what you've done, which sounds mad, but actually it is really.
Can it see what sites you've been on?
Yes, and. Really,
4.5 hours on dogs.com.
Yeah, dogs. Can I get a dog?
No, it's
the answer. Yeah. No, yeah, so they also have it with like businesses and stuff, so they can see which employees, which are just that. Oh my god.
I have worked in an office. Everyone always thinks I haven't, but I have.
Yeah, you have.
Loads of them. And the first time somebody revealed to me that people could see what we were Googling,
yes, that was dreadful.
I almost died. I was just like, because I had specially chosen a computer that had my back to the wall. I'm not an idiot. And so that people couldn't see what I was doing. And also, when people came in, I'd always be like, I'd be doing
like
nothing.
This, like above the keyboard.
Yeah, like,
who is she in that fire?
Just like picking up phones. Janet?
Yeah.
Steve? Yeah. By Monday. Like, obviously, I didn't last very long. And
I'm still doing it. But yeah, no, I know what you mean. Can the thought of that is terrifying. But just quickly. Oh, you've got an anecdote, haven't you? Go on.
No, it was
anecdote.
Only that I thought, I didn't realise they could see what we were
yes,
doing.
Yes, it's terrifying. Yes.
It was awful.
It's okay if you're a journalist because you can pass it off as like, oh, I'm doing a feature. No, or, I have a rash? Who Googles, do I have a rash? Yes. Okay.
Oh, God.
Anyway, moving very swiftly on
from
that.
Might have eaten my own wart.
You did tell me that once. Yeah, you did. Right. Right. So back to productivity. That's not productive, depending on how you look at it.
Can I tell? Oh, okay, go on.
After that, I ate my wart. No, you don't have to tell anyone anything. Right. So I'll just go on with my productivity tip that we're here for.
I used to get these.
This is why I edit them. Right. Go on.
Well, now I'm worried I've told you.
Yeah, you probably have. You haven't told these people, have you?
No. Well, I used to get these emails that said at the top, work for Tom. And then it would have like a list of things. And I'd always be like, well, I guess Tom will do it. But it turned out to mean work for tomorrow.
You're not telling me that.
Every day and every day I'd be like, well, I don't know why I'm getting done. I mean, Tom's got quite the workload on, hasn't he?
Wow, that's a good productivity tip. If someone sends you that, it always means tomorrow.
It means tomorrow,
that's
guys.
That's your tip. This hack's now boring in comparison to that, but it is useful. That app that I spoke about, it looked at data of its own people that use it. So obviously you also will completely give all your privacy over to it. And it's found that the highest performing people would work for 52 minutes and then have a 17-minute break. So that, if you want to be very productive, and there's lots of things, isn't there? Like, work for 20 minutes, 5 minutes off, a full, and it's a bit much, but that I'm going to say that's the definitive one because it's so specific.
Yes, sorry. 52 minutes, guys.
16 minutes.
Minute.
You're absolutely screwed. You're not going
to
do anything.
I always think it's like being the scouts with that thing. You have to like run for 20 paces, walk for 20 paces. You're like, I don't want to.
Yeah.
But maybe.
It might work. It's better than the 15-minute on, 5-minute off thing, because then that's too close, because then you just end up realising that you've messed it up.
You won't listen to yourself. Your 5 minute alarm that says you have to go back now.
No, you'll ignore it.
Once you've had a break, you're never coming back. Yeah. You'll never go back in.
There are a lot of studies that say that breaks are better for productivity as well. So I think like don't beat yourself up if you take a break from something.
Take a break, guys.
That was my tip. Take a break, guys.
Yeah. Take a damn break. Well, my ones are very, very efficient. So I think let's have more bigger ones.
More bigger ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's have some from the lovely group.
Okay. Guys, does anyone have a thing that they do that makes them more productive that they would like to share with the group and everyone watching?
No. But crucially, you can't be seen, so don't worry.
You can't be seen, and we'll repeat it. Oh, hello.
Hello.
I have one, but it's really lame.
That's fine. Have you heard what's been going
on? We've set the bar quite high, so don't ruin it.
I've tried the one where you work out to give you more energy. It doesn't work, don't do it. Did it once, didn't do anything. But my main was make everything into a game.
Okay. Yes.
If you have to clean your room, I'm 12, but if you clean your room, do the everything I touch I have to put away, or the floor is lava. Make everything into a game.
How? Sorry.
Everything.
Repeat it. So make everything into a game, or make everything, I guess, fun in some way. Yeah. What's an example other than the floor is lava?
How can you clean if the floor is lava?
It's a meme.
It's a meme.
It's a meme, like the floor is
lava. No, it's also a game. Like,
okay. Then you have to jump around the house.
Yeah, but then you're on the bed. If anyway, I'd say that's the most impractical place.
then
you have
to
do
the
bed from the bed.
Everything you touch, so if you touch it on the bed, then I have to make the bed.
Okay, that's fun. What do you get at the end of it?
Oh, I see. Once you've accidentally touched the bed,
That's the
you
end.
Have to touch the bed.
You have to make the
you
bed.
You have to make the bed.
Yeah, everything you touch.
It's good stuff. Do you do it?
Okay.
It's
a bit fun if you're a bit
drunk. Okay, that's the tip, but yeah, because we can't actually say that.
That's
so
very that's good. I've also heard like people doing, calling like doing it bat out of helling it and putting on.
Listening to Meatloaf?
Yeah, put on bat out of hell because it's the original version because it's like 8.5 minutes long.
Oh, and doing everything.
And you've got to be done by the time.
I used to do that with Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On. That was a much more somber experience. So what? It's a very long song.
Weeping in a puddle. Yeah, yeah.
Great
tip. Any more productivity? Yes, hello, lovely lady.
I have one that I've set in my calendar at work, and the first thing I do every morning is I tell myself like one awesome thing I've already done in the day.
To done list.
Yes.
And then I'm like, okay, what's the other awesome thing I'm going to get done like before I look at this
again? So is that the first thing you do in the morning?
Yeah.
And
well,
is it?
Yes.
So in your what? So in your calendar, in the morning, you look at it and you say.
A recurring appointment that says, "What awesome thing have you done?"
Oh, lovely!
That's
and it
so
can
great.
It, so my colleagues can't.
Of course, yes.
That's so nice.
That's so nice.
I've done something else
already. Yes, I'll repeat that for anyone listening.
I was just staring at it agog.
Yes, I love it. Yes. So that is. So this. What's your name? Sorry.
Lindsay.
So Lindsay, she puts, every morning when she goes into work, she has a calendar list and she has one section of it that says like something awesome that she's done already. So then she feels positive about doing the next thing. What's the next great thing she's going to do? I think that's they're linked in the sense that it's just making something fun and a bit more interesting.
Yeah,
a bit more,
an
like,
accomplishment
positive.
Of like a to-done list.
Yeah.
You're like,
Yeah, that is really, really nice.
Otherwise, it's
like
just you're constantly dragging this huge list. This huge bag of rocks around, being like, yes. Oh, this stuff I've got to do. But as you're like, I've done loads of things.
Yeah, because a list is it never ends. To-do lists just never, you just keep adding to them, don't
never
you?
End.
It never ends.
Never
about
it. Any more? We're going to take one more. Any more?
One
more lovely one?
If not,
yes, hello,
fine.
Lovely.
Oh, hello.
Just to get in time to make your bed in the morning, because especially
that's good.
In your room, if it's, you know, it's a big space, so if you don't do it, then it's like a big mess kind of getting your way. If you've done it,
That's so true. What was that last bit about your pants? Your
put on some yellow pants.
Your adult pants.
I thought it was yellow pants. Oh. I was like, well, you got some yellow pants.
I'm glad that you were just going to take that.
I was going to be like, yes, great.
Put your yellow
wear
pants
yellow
on.
Pants, guys.
That, that one was very first thing you do in the morning is you make your bed. And then
that's
your bed
really
is made.
Good.
It means when you come home to it, you've got a made bed like a grown up.
And also, if you're working, if you live in a shared flat and you don't want to use the living room because everyone you live with is dreadful, not that I've had that experience, but you might be working in your room, you might be doing stuff in your room, and it just means that it's a nicer place to be.
Yeah.
You know? That's really great.
Just look after yourself, guys.
Look after yourself. Come on.
Right. Okay. Here are some more efficient ones.
I have one. Send one-line emails.
Ooh.
Like a boss. So I don't know if anyone's ever worked with anyone who's like, puts a question in the subject line and there's nothing in the actual email. You're like, well, thank you.
Yeah. So mad.
Thanks, Janet. You mean woman. I was going to swear then. Janet's getting a lot of pommeling. I'm sorry if anyone's called Janet.
We don't know anyone called Janet. We're sorry.
No, I don't. Thanks for that.
I used to get this all the time that were like, find bread cat gif? Question mark. And you'd be like, what do you want?
And what do you work at?
What do you what is that?
Bread cat gif. No, I always get, anyway. But actually, those people, you never go, you never actually go like, oh, that person's horrible. You're just like, how efficient? They must be so busy. They've got a lot on their minds. Mm. So actually, start doing that, actually, is the tip. Because I think I send maybe 2 paragraphs when I could have just said, do you know what the deadline is for that article? I'm like, hey, I was just wondering if, it's a lovely day, isn't it? Are you outside? You should be. and I was just like, hey, and also I've started signing off S, space, kiss, or just S, but actually because S space kiss looks like sex. I've just realised that. But just S, because it makes me sound like, oh, I'm too busy to finish my name. S, oh, I've sent it now.
Yeah, oh, yeah, so think, good. So like you're just doing us with your quill.
With my quill.
Yeah.
Quite. And you said letters, do you?
Yeah.
Quit.
S, just go. T, just send it.
Busy,
I'm so busy.
It makes you look productive, which is half the battle, and then also it actually is productive because even obviously, you know, not the S and the Stevie thing, obviously I can write Stevie and that doesn't save that much time, but one-line emails, I would say not do it in the subject heading because that's just, it's so obnoxious, but just being like, hey so-and-so, this, S, but use your own letter for the beginning of your own
guys,
name.
Guys,
top very tip. Crucial. Yeah, that's mine.
Ooh.
Hit me.
With hit me, baby.
Hit me with another one.
Yeah, all right, I will. mine were, Well, because on Friday, Friday the 15th, Red Bull are doing a, it's called Operation Out the Door by Four, which is like, get all your stuff done, and for goodness sake, get out the door at 4 o'clock. And this is like, so on that day, only online emails.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
On the Friday.
On the Friday,
I mean, do it always, but like, as a as an experiment.
Oh yeah, to
one line
to see
emails.
If you can cram all your work.
Because then it doesn't feel like an overwhelming, oh my God, this is who I am now. It's just like, yeah. this is who I am on Friday and I'm an absolute boss.
I'm horrible Janet.
A boss lady. And I was going to say something about boss ladies, but I've moved on.
no one interrupted you, but that's fine.
I interrupted myself to say it. It was not the time. a very efficient lunch. Now, quite a bold one, this, but like, I mean, apart from all the really efficient people who packed theirs the night before, I mean, well done.
Can you have kind of a show of hands who packs, who like regularly packs lunch the night before?
Oh wow!
That's so much more than I thought it was. I've been trying to do it for 3 years and I did it twice.
Do you feel unbelievably smug?
Yeah, you must do.
Yeah.
Are you a bit sad when everyone else goes to like a fun place? Or is it, yeah.
No. Everyone is literally like, no.
No, because you can just. You
My
can just,
smugness keeps me warm.
Do you? So. Yeah. I'm not hungry.
Yeah, I used to think that. I was like, but lunch is the best bit of the day. And now I'm like, oh my goodness, obviously these guys are the winners.
I can't let it go. Do you have like leftovers the night before? Why? How do you eat it all? I'm genuinely, do you put it away? Immediately
in the Tupperware.
Like, go!
What if it's hot?
Tupperware's not made of like chocolate, it's not gonna melt.
This is how bad I am in
it's
the kitchen.
Hot! A hot potato! It'll melt in the Tupperware immediately! So that's my posh person voice. You don't sound like that.
That's not how I sound.
Yes.
right, okay.
Sorry, yeah. I just had
close
to clear
the Tupperware.
That out.
Get it away from yourself.
If anyone listening, you put the if you have leftovers the night before, you put it immediately in a Tupperware, and then I think throw it somewhere isolated, like a well. So you don't eat it. Throw it down a well.
So I think that the lunch, which used to be my like, but that's what I'm thinking about all day. And I would spend like 10:30 till 11:30 Googling a menu. This is why I was horrified when they discovered what they could see I was doing on my computer.
Making good lunch.
Just like looking things up on like wiki,
and then going
wiki pages of various like fantasy programs, like just learning about. You know, just learning.
I don't know what that sentence means, but I'm absolutely
like
with
the fan
you.
Fiction page. People who make like Wikipedias.
Like Harry and Hermione got together.
No.
Or Snape and
Slughorn. Yeah. But like, you're thinking of fan like erotic fan fiction.
Yes.
No. Yes.
What do you read?
No, I mean like the Wikipedias of like things that aren't even real. So not just normal
what?
Wikipedia, but like the Wikipedias of like of Harry Potter Wikia,
so you
where you learn about like Ginny's later life career in the Hartlepool Harpies as a Quidditch player.
Right, okay, okay.
And other stuff that she did.
Oh, like today when, Tessa has a million tabs up on her Mac and we were going through them and she's been looking at the house prices. She's not buying a house. And
just
also,
like to know.
Also just the page for Wolfsbane.
just see what it is.
And then when I said, oh, that's from Harry Potter, she was confused. What are you looking it up for?
But just learning.
But that was on one of those
bookies.
Yeah.
I was like, either pack it the night before. Yes. You're so thrilled with this. Yeah. Pack it the night before.
I do, like
oh, please.
Yes.
Like, I'll cook a load of rice.
Yes.
Or quinoa. That's going to make it sound really.
It's fine.
It's been said. We all know you.
Like,
yeah.
Roast loads of vegetables.
Oh, lovely.
It's not,
stop it.
And I just think to myself, I can have more if I bring my own.
Yeah.
In London.
Yeah, it's £6.
Oh, that's a really good mantra. I can have more if I bring my own.
That
okay, guys, let's all remember that.
You can bring six Tupperwares if you want.
Yeah, also,
Or Tupperware just this bit.
Yeah.
Hello, Janet. That's what I'd say.
Yeah, I'm eating all of these. Yeah, I have
it's
definitely.
Very street when you do that.
That's what I feel about the Tupperware.
Oh, okay.
And Janet, it's hot. I have eaten in everywhere around the office without fail multiple times. Like,
yes.
I'm bored of it all.
Yes.
And so, yeah, bring your own stuff or and try and be efficient with it. There's like there's an app called Meal Pal, which does you these, currently it's just started, so it's got all kinds of amazing discounts on it. And then it's just like, this is where my lunch is, bang, in, out. efficiency, especially on the Friday when we're getting out the door. And like, I think otherwise you spend your whole day thinking about the lunch, then everyone joins in with lunch, and then everyone's like, "Do we think? Should we all go in? Should we get Thai? And then the next minute it's 6:30, and no one's eaten.
Again, it's fascinating. Have you worked in an office?
Yes, and I get fired constantly.
No, she doesn't. She's very good at her jobs.
That's not true.
Okay, fair enough.
Annually, I get called, and people are like, "What do you do here?" And you're no good at it. But yeah, try and be efficient, because I think the lunch for me, certainly, as is becoming apparent, takes up a colossal part of the day.
Yes.
So if you could do that more efficiently, get on with it.
And also, don't work through lunch. And everyone says, so I worked in an office for 3 years. Well done me, like a child. And I would often work through lunch, and everyone says, "Oh, I shouldn't." And then like maybe once a month, we'd all have lunch together. But actually, realistically, you just sit on the computer and you go out, you have sandwiches, you keyboard's covered in soup. Just a little insight into what my desk looked like. A lagoon. But then I started doing this thing where I would go and meet someone else for lunch who was in the office like down the road or whatever. And because I had an engagement, an appointment, I would always make it. And no one was like, "Where were you for the hour?" So it's like, I wasn't behind on work. And you often feel like you can't leave at that point. And I think it's really important to leave.
Yes.
Or do something else. Or, I mean, there was one summer where I went to the gym every lunch break, but that's so awful to say. So I'm embarrassed, but I did have a six pack. I had one pack. I had one ab. But it did mean that I would leave and come back, which I think is so important to do that, because like we were saying before, breaks make you way more better performing. That's not a grammatical sentence, but it's a true sentence.
Yes, and I think we all know it. We just don't do it. We're like, "I'm rushing through this." It's like 100% guaranteed. You know it. All the studies say it, that if you can like get away from your desk, eat your lunch, do that well.
It's silly not to.
Do it well, guys. Return, do your work well, rather than doing both of them quite badly and covering your desk.
Also,
in soup.
I'm frightened of saying this point because it makes me sound like an idiot.
Okay.
But like, I when I worked in an office, they had like the calendar system and all that sort of stuff. And because I was a journalist, I basically didn't really use it that much, because it wasn't really so integral to the job. But I'd occasionally get like calendar invites, and I'd be like, "That's nice." But there's so many like, not just the calendar, but like all that sort of stuff that when you go into an office, you're like, "Well, what's that?" And that's actually really useful for organisation. And I actually, on the last 2 weeks, I got someone to show me how to use all of the stuff, like the calendar,
what's the stuff?
Appointment stuff, the sticky notes. All that stuff, I can't remember it now.
Are you describing stuff on the computer?
Yeah,
or are you describing...
it's like Outlook stuff. You're like, "Well, don't use that." You know, like the,
oh,
like,
right.
The Outlook's got loads of tabs. Oh my God, I sound like I've never been out the house.
Okay, so you're describing a computer. And it helps
go
you sometimes.
Yes, yeah. But there's lots of stuff, isn't it? Like, what's that you use it at work?
Slack.
That's not helpful, is it? That's actually quite not productive. It's like WhatsApp for work. And you just send people like pictures of animals and things like that.
But you send files between it. And there's loads
files
of, like,
between it.
Linking your calendar with a different software.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Linking calendar with software. I never did any of that. And then there's a girl who I worked with was really, really productive. And I saw her computer screen and I was like, "Good Lord, is that what it's supposed to look like?" And then I asked her to show me and she showed me. And I was so productive for 2 weeks until I left.
Lovely.
I wish I hadn't said that
so
tip.
I think it's very good, but right? I think the take-home message there
is
was,
that I'm bad.
No, I think it was like, if your instinct is to be like, "Ugh, I'm not using that," then consider doing it.
Great.
Because possibly there's a reason.
Like Excel. Once I started using Excel, I was like, "Oh, I'm nailing it." Once I could make like spreadsheets for my expenses, like someone did here.
Yeah, there is a lot of stuff in there that you're like, "No, I'm not doing that." But then if you do it, you're like, "Oh, I see why."
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
It's very good.
It's really
here.
Useful.
Extremely productive. This is my
thanks
last one.
That. Okay, good.
I didn't
yeah.
save it. You smashed it.
Okay,
you were absolutely
thanks.
Wonderful at it.
I've got one more as well, so this is good. Then we can round off. I think we've been here for 7 hours, haven't we? So that's fine.
Yes, I live here now. My last one was that I've worked, like, sometimes maybe in your office or maybe you're in charge of the soundtrack, so it's absolutely banging, but possibly someone called Klein is.
And Klein?
Yeah, yeah, and he's just like, it's just always like, it's like something like, it's awful.
Klein's awful, or the
he's awful guy, right. And he's always in charge of the music.
Oh yeah, and it's always the same album every single time. And he uses an album as well, like an old CD.
Yeah, and he's DJing. Everyone's like,
what does Klein do here?
Possibly somebody hopeless is doing your music, or you've got the radio on, or it's like not music that you would listen to. Don't be afraid to like get some good headphones and
the noise reduction ones.
I'm thinking of getting on like, I bet there's on like, if you go on eBay, I bet it's like secondhand good stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's not expensive.
You know, like, you'll get some, any old headphones will do. And don't be afraid to be like, this is me now, I'm doing this, I'm in my zone, I'm zoning, I'm doing my work, and put on like rain or a fireplace or like a crackling stream.
Or
something that's just not like total silence for you, but just some kind of like little noise in the background, and you're in and you're doing your work, because otherwise everyone's like, I love this. Do you remember Shania Twain? Do you remember that? And the next minute you're on Wikipedia and you're going to a Shania Twain concert.
I read something that said, because people do that a lot in offices, everyone's got their headphones in, no one's talking, they're all slacking. But also on Slack. Apparently, listening to like great music when you're working does make you less productive, because you get involved in the music subconsciously. So listening to something like Rain may seem weird if accidentally you pull the headphone jack out and it's just like, just well.
And everyone's like, oh God.
Des is on the Rain again. But like, or like a storm, like whale sound.
Yeah.
What? But yes, I'm leaving.
Why does she work here?
I'll show myself out forever. But it actually is better to do that than to listen to, because I often will listen to Beyonce, obviously, and then will suddenly realise like an hour later that I'm looking at her Super Bowl opening concert and crying. And that's, I'm not
again,
that, it sounds like I'm exaggerating. And my last job, I was working at a lovely magazine, and it was my first shift there, so I was like really trying to impress, so listening to Beyonce. And she asked me if I was okay, because I was actually crying.
Yeah.
And I had to say to her, I just get really moved when she comes out. Because it's all the people start running, and she comes out, and it's like, I've got hairs in the back of my neck. I'm growing hairs in the back of my head. And thankfully, she was very cool about it and just thought I was like a fun girl, but often that's not helpful. So whale noises will serve you
just
better.
Just something else.
You can, but listen to Beyonce. They never open the Super Bowl. So you can't ever get down that.
Why would they ask the whales?
They like, really should.
I think, yeah, because obviously, yeah, I mean, once you're in that Super Bowl hole, you ain't ever coming out.
Yeah. It's very specific what I said, but hopefully you can make it branch out to your own personal journey.
Yeah, because that is the danger of being like, oh, I'll just quickly watch that. Because then it comes up, you're like, do you want to watch someone else opening the Super Bowl? You're like, yes, please.
Yes, I will. How did they fare?
Yeah. And now, next thing you know all the NFL teams.
Yeah, you've watched the actual whole match.
Yeah,
you've learned all of the rules.
Well, you didn't watch TV. I'm watching the Super Bowl.
From 1998, yeah. Actually. It was good.
Very good pass from the Falcons there. Yeah. I really hope the Falcons played in 1998.
Or that they're even a team.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. But yes, so Rain, that's a really good, good one. That's also helpful for sleeping, but not relevant here, but a bit in your lives. Then I had one, which is for a final one, really, which is a shame, because it's not the best. Oh, no, it's fine. don't do myself down. Probably my tip should be, don't go into something and say, oh, this is going to be rubbish, because that's going to make you less productive. So if you're doing
And here comes the best tip of the whole
of the
podcast.
Day. No, I have tried this before, and it does work. If you've got like something... I would say it works for like a side hustle, or also if you're doing something in the office. I realise I just said side hustle so non-ironically. You know, your side hustle. Or something at work, like a specific project that you're like, I have to get this done in the next 3 days, otherwise Janet will be angry. Is to go into like 2 hour like lockdown, but call it lockdown to yourself. So it's like, I'm going into lockdown hermit mode. And you take yourself off to like a breakout space or a meeting room or something. Literally remove yourself from where you are. Obviously, if you have a desktop computer and you need it, stay there.
Don't mind me.
It's all the classic thing, be like, turn your phone off, announce to people around you not to speak to you, and it also says bring snacks so you don't leave, but the toilet is acceptable. It's like, oh, thanks for that.
Yeah.
Oh, I've wet myself, but it's okay.
Because Janet needs this project.
Yeah. I was in lockdown, so it's fine. but basically, like, just, I think we all go through work days being like, oh yeah, I will do that, but you actually actually never do because you kind of get distracted or you get, but actually you don't answer the phone if it rings. You, nothing is so urgent that 2 hours won't, you know, the world isn't going to explode. You don't check your emails, which are consistently, when I worked in office, you just get constant emails. So you're like, doing a thing, oh, I've got an email. What's that? Do you get, oh, there's another one, is that about that? No, it's not. Oh, no. And it just, and just that one looking away will then make you go, what's on BuzzFeed? Because you've already distracted yourself from the point. So I think we are often in this society, yeah, I said it, in this crazy culture that we live in, we're constantly attached to things. So like my emails go off all day on the phone or at work, or and actually we can just stop that for a minute. Nobody's going to go, you didn't reply to this email on the hour, it's all over, like nothing is over. Or you could just put a sneaky out, like out of office on for an hour.
Yeah, imagine if you did.
Oh, that'd be fun.
I'm out of office now for 2 hours.
Yeah, you're like, oh, what an answer. I keep wanting to say rude words. What a silly woman, mm-hmm. they'd think.
What on earth were you going to say? Don't say it.
No, mm-hmm. It wasn't a dreadful swear word. Oh, right, let's not discuss that. But yes, not putting out of office saying between 2 and 4, just putting an out of office on so it bounces. No, don't do that, right? Renege on that. Don't put an out of office on for 2 hours, you idiot. But basically, just go into lockdown. Don't read your emails for 2 hours. Just put it off. Put your rein on. Just say that in 2 hours' time, I'll check all those things. Mm-hmm. But you have no breaks for 2 hours. And I know a lot of things say, do this and then have a break and then do this. But actually, sometimes just committing for 2 hours feels like that's too long, but it's really not. Like when you're really on a roll with like something, 2 hours can fly by really quickly. And by on a roll, I mean like looking at pictures of dogs or like following Hurricane Irma or something. Yeah. You're like, good Lord! And then you're there for 2 hours being like, what the hell can happen next? So do like commit that to your project.
Yes, and I think as with all these things, anything that we like try and learn to do, don't be like, oh, this is me now, and every day I go to work with my lunch and my rain and I don't speak to anyone.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that, but do be like, this is me today, or this is me this afternoon.
It's like a tool that you can whip out.
We can whip it out, rather than be like, this is my new persona.
You're not every day don't do 2 hours of lockdown.
No, like, you can just be like, this is what I'm going to practice today, and that's a totally achievable thing to
do. Then also, you could try lots of them. So like, this week I'll try the rain thing. This week I'll try the calendar thing about the to-do list thing. Yeah. This week I'll do that.
And then some of the little ones, like making your bed, like try and just seed those in so you do that every day.
Yeah, I think, that's the problem with like New Year's resolutions and things like that. So you just try to do everything at once and then you're like, I failed it all and it's too much, that's why. Mm. You need to put it in little baby steps.
Baby steps.
Little baby steps. Great. Well, I mean, I think I feel more productive. Do I? You know I do.
I do.
Do you?
Yes. Oh. I'm going to really try.
Okay, great.
No, really try.
Next time you're in that office, you won't get fired.
Yay!
Yay!
Yeah, I'm gonna really try and do it because I am always like, well, this is at work. This is the downtime. Where it's like, this is the
top.
Do your work, for God's sake. Yes. Yeah, I'm going to really, really try.
But thank you so much.
Is that all from you?
That's all from me.
It's all from me.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Guys, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you so much.
For being here.
Sorry, it was slightly erratic at times, but we did push through. And you were all very kind.
You were so lovely.
You didn't
to
boo.
Us.
And thanks to everyone at home as well watching. All
thank you for hanging out with us at home.
Yes,
hi, Stevie's mum.
Yeah,
mine hasn't got Facebook, so I mean,
if she's watching, that's a real thing.
A miracle. Hello, Debbie.
Like this as well. Hello. But yeah, great. I don't know how to end it. What do we do? It's producer Tom.
Also, guys,
say goodbye.
Fancy producer Tom.
Producer
that's
Tom.
Yay.
Yay.
He's wearing a shirt, specially.
I know.
Not like normally he's topless. Like
yes. He's normally fully nude.
I mean, he's just wearing a smart shirt.
Nude Tom.
Nude Tom.
But great.
Can we do it? Round it.
Goodbye.
Do a lovely rounding off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, you guys.
Yes.
Oh, there's more.
I was thinking how I normally round the podcast. I was like, do we normally just go bye? But no, it's if you have any good ideas for other podcasts,
oh, yes.
Tweet us at Stevie M. The S is a fag.
At Tessa Coates, it's all just letters.
And also email us. podcast@thedebrief.co.uk. I don't think I've checked that email in a long time, so I think I'm
don't reveal
do that.
We're
I'm
supposed
so
to be
sorry.
I've done
just
it.
Remembered. I'll check it tonight, guys. So
we're
email now.
It. Yes, we're ready.
Yeah, and this will go out tomorrow. This absolute seamless piece of genius, I'd call it. And yeah, we'll be back next week in the normal vibe.
The normal vibe.
Just me and you staring at each other. Holding hands, being friends.
Yeah. thank you so, you've all been amazing. Thank you
great.
So much.
Bye.
Yay!